Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. You know, when I started this program long ago, some people thought it was going to be all about plants and growing and all that sort of thing in backyards. Well, we have to do that every once in a while, and today is one of those once in a whiles. But of course, those of you who listen often know that you just never know what the topic's going to be. But as I say, this is a day we're going to talk about those plants and lawns and shrubs and so on. And it's a beautiful morning to be outside working. Thank goodness we're finally getting some days when it's really enjoyable. If you like to do those kinds of things, it's a really enjoyable time to be out taking care of things and checking things out. One of the sources that I use, because we're going to talk mostly about, what should we be doing in August related to all those plants and lawns, is a book called Gardening in Iowa, Month by Month, by Melinda Myers. And it does do that exactly. It goes month by month to talk about the planting and the care and the fertilizing and, you know, all the things that if we're going to grow something, whether it's just a lawn or trees, or whether it is lots of flowers or herbs or vegetables, there is a month-by-month suggestion of what we maybe should be doing. And, you know, if you've been gardening for a long time, you probably pretty much know that. But I still check it out every once in a while and go, oops, I sort of forgot that's what I should be doing right now. And, of course, it does depend somewhat on how the weather pattern has been acting. Well, and we're just obviously past all that heat that affected some of our plants. And some of those that it affected were the annuals, you know, the annuals that provide so much color. And we may have them in containers, or we may have them out in the yard. They just provide so much color. And even if you're a great perennial lover, you probably have some annuals. Or if you just have a very small space, I'm guessing lots of people just have a big container of beautiful petunias. Well, many of them need some trimming back, you know, some just taking care of them to make them look good. And, of course, some of them are not looking so good, and maybe it's time to just get rid of them and replace them with some fall plants. And there are some mums out there now for sale. Be careful what you choose. Some of those are just going to be good for fall, and some of them will last year after year. So kind of take a look at what it is you're purchasing depending on what you want. Some other plants, if you could find them right now that you could be planting, are pansies, because they like the cooler weather. We're getting into that season where they would be doing great. And flowering kale. Again, would it have to be from plants, and they are gorgeous and last beyond those first frosts until we get a really heavy frost. They like that cool weather. So, and of course, watering, especially if you have a container, it's probably watering every day. But otherwise, those plants are best, they like it best and do well if they're not watered quite so often and watered more deeply. Well, what about the bulbs and corms and tubers and those kinds of things? We should be into, or maybe past, if you're really efficient, you're past the point where you're digging and dividing irises, but it's certainly not too late to do that. And I love irises, but they do take some care. You know, they multiply pretty rapidly, so probably at least every 3 years they need to be divided and give them away. They're just such gorgeous plants. Allow lily foliage to yellow and die, and also continue to disbud and tie tall dahlias as needed. And don't dig those glads until after the foliage is yellowed, and I'm guessing some of those are still blooming and you're enjoying bringing them in. What about herbs and vegetables? Well, many of those vegetables, it's just been a great time to be harvesting. I think the tomatoes are really getting into production, peppers. And if you have cucumbers, you know, you know that you pick those, you harvest those, depending, small or larger, depending on your use. And if you have some potatoes, you can dig those as the tops die. But be careful, of those ones that might get left in the ground. But actually, the last couple of years, the few that I've missed, hey, they've come back. It's sort of amazing to me that they lived over the winter, and all of a sudden, here's a potato where I didn't know I was going to have one. And what about lawns? Well, you know that watering, you've probably been watering, hopefully, an inch at a time, but once a week, not just those every night waterings, and keeping the mowing about 3 to 3.5 inches. And I think it's starting to slow down a little. Maybe you don't need to mow every 5 days or every week at this point. What about perennials and ornamental grasses? Do not fertilize. We're getting to that point where a number of the plants that we've talked about, we should not be fertilizing. If they need a little bit of vigor, be sure that it's a short-time fertilizer, not one of those long-time, you know, that you put on in the spring. That would not be a good idea. And this is the time, August, September, when if you have the grasses that have really kind of taken over a spot, you want to divide those. A very sharp spade is a great thing to use. And probably I would wait, I think, on the hostas, although you can divide hostas almost any time. I really prefer spring. But like I say, they're pretty hardy. You can probably divide them if you need to do that now. Do not prune butterfly bushes or Russian sage, because what you will do is kill them. So I guess if you want to kill them, get rid of them, this would be the time to cut them way back. Otherwise, leave them through the winter and do cut those back in the spring. Shrubs, well, again, I just mentioned, don't cut those off now. Wait. Hydrangeas are good summer bloomers, and hopefully that they are just doing really, really well, and you're enjoying those. Potentilla, well, again, they may need to be pruned back, but I would probably wait just until next month to do that. So some of the things, some of the recommendations for this time of year is just sit back and enjoy. Do a little deadheading, do a little minor pruning, but wait to major pruning for some other kinds of things. For the honeysuckle, that would be a ground cover or a vine. Check those for aphids, and you can use just a strong blast of water on them. You do not need to use an insecticide, but you could also use insecticidal soap if it seems like you're getting lots of damage. Well, as I say, this is a good time to just do a little bit of work now that it's nice enough outside to get that done. And, of course, the basic thing that we've all had to been doing is pulling weeds or getting rid of weeds in some way. Weeds have just loved the kind of weather we have. The moisture we had earlier and the hot weather doesn't seem to bother them a bit. They just flourish like crazy. So that's an every month kind of thing to do, and it's a good one to be doing right now, is getting rid of weeds. Before, especially some of them now are getting their seed heads on, and you want to get them out of the way, get rid of them before those seed heads get ready to pop and spread them all over. And again, that will depend on the weed, which one is has already done their nasty work for us for next year, but others are look at the heads and see, but just get rid of them as soon as possible before those seed heads get ready to pop and get them spread even further. Nasty things for us. Although they're a part of nature, you know, but they're not a plant in the right place when they're invading our territory. So hope you have been enjoying the fruits of your labor, both in the enjoying the color from our flowers and shrubs, as well as the vegetables that you might have in your container, in your raised bed garden, or maybe you're enjoying other people's work by going to the farmer's market or our local grocery stores. Until next time, just enjoy.